5회 실전 모의고사 여러분 안녕하십니까? 지금부터 중학교 1학년 제5회 실전 모의고사를 시작하겠습니다. 모든 문제는 한 번씩만 들려드리니 잘 듣고 지시에 따라 물음에 답하시기 바랍니다. 이제 시작하겠습니다. 1번 다음을 듣고 아이가 무엇인지 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I am a bird, but I cannot fly. I live in a cold place. I have short wings and use them for swimming. I swim very well and spend most of my time in the sea looking for food. But when I have eggs or babies, I usually stay on land.
2번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 내일 하게 될 운동으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Do you like any sports? I enjoy playing basketball and baseball.
I like playing tennis.
Really? Can you teach me how to play tennis? I'm interested in learning sports.
Sure. How about tomorrow?
That's fine with me, but I don't have a racket.
I'll bring two.
3번 다음을 듣고 내일 오전의 날씨로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
This is the MBS morning weather report. It's raining, and the wind is blowing hard now because of a heavy thunderstorm. You'd better stay indoors. But the rain is going to stop late in the evening, and it'll be cloudy tonight. Tomorrow morning, we'll be able to enjoy lots of sunshine. That is all for now.
4번 대화를 듣고 여자가 한 마지막 말의 의도로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Rink, what's wrong? You look worried.
I dropped James' camera and the lens broke.
Oh no.
He will be angry at me. What should I do?
I think you should tell him what happened and say sorry.
5번 다음을 듣고 남자에 대해 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Hello, I am Soohyun Lee. I live in Seoul, Korea. There are four people in my family. My father is a pilot, and my mother is a cook. I have one younger sister. She is 10 years old. And likes to play with dolls. I like listening to music. My favorite subjects are English and PE.
6번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 만날 시각을 고르시오.
You remember that we are going to watch the show this evening, right?
Of course. What time shall we meet?
The show starts at 7 o'clock. Let's meet in front of the Seoul Arts Center at 6:50.
That's too late. How about 30 minutes before the show starts?
Okay, no problem.
See you then.
7번 대화를 듣고 남자의 장래 희망으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jim, which club are you in?
I play the guitar in the school band.
Wow! Do you want to be a guitarist in the future?
Well, I like playing the guitar, but I really want to teach science to students. How about you?
I'd like to be an announcer.
8번 대화를 듣고 여자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What did you think of the movie?
I thought it was good. All of the actors performed well, and I liked the storyline. 2 hours went by so fast.
Are you serious? The movie was terrible.
Why? What was so bad about it?
The storyline was too simple and boring. It was just an old-fashioned love story.
9번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 먼저 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
You know what? Minhee's birthday is next Friday.
Really? Then let's throw a surprise party for her.
That sounds great. I'll prepare some food.
Then I'll bring some drinks. Oh, we need to invite our friends first.
You're right. Let's send e-cards to them.
Okay. Ah, we need to decide whom we will invite.
Let's make a list of our friends.
10번 대화를 듣고 무엇에 관한 내용인지 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mr. Cho, can I talk to you for a second?
Sure, Jenny. What's the matter?
Katie didn't speak to me and didn't even look at me today.
Why is she angry with you?
I have no idea. Yesterday, we practiced our parts for the school play together.
Maybe something happened then. Just ask her why she is angry.
11번 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 제안한 교통수단으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me. Could you tell me the way to Seoul Station?
You should take the subway or bus.
Is the subway station close from here?
It's a bit far.
I see. How long does it take to get there by bus?
About 40 minutes. The bus stop is right over there.
Thank you, sir.
12번 대화를 듣고 남자가 어제 잠을 자지 못한 이유로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What's wrong? You look tired.
I couldn't sleep last night.
Why? Did you have a bad dream?
No, there was a lot of noise from the house next door.
Did the neighbors have a party or something?
No, they didn't. Their new dog barked all night.
13번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I'm a huge fan of yours. I have seen all of your movies and TV shows.
Oh, that's so sweet. What is your favorite?
I especially like the movie Pianist. Your acting was fantastic, and the storyline was very touching.
I'm very happy you liked it. Thank you very much.
Can I have your autograph?
Of course. What's your name?
Excuse
me, is there a flower shop near here?
Yes.
How can I get there?
Go straight two blocks and turn left, and then you'll see the library.
Okay. Is it next to the library?
No, it's opposite the library. You can't miss it.
Thank you very much.
15번 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Tom, could you do me a favor?
Sure. What is it?
Can you take care of my dog Max this weekend?
No problem. But can I ask why?
I have to visit my grandma for a couple of days. She is sick in bed.
All right then. Don't forget to bring his food and toys.
16번 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 제안한 것으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Dad, I'm hungry.
Wait a second. Oh, there's nothing to eat in the refrigerator.
What? And Mum is coming home late.
How about eating out at a Chinese restaurant?
Well, it was a long day at school. I just want to stay home.
Then why don't we order a pizza and eat at home?
Okay.
17번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 대화가 어색한 것을 고르시오.
Number 1.
When is your birthday?
I was born on March 12th. Number 2.
Turn off the light.
All right, I will. Number 3.
Why don't you wear rain boots?
Because it's raining hard. Number 4.
What do you do after dinner?
I usually watch TV or play computer games. Number 5.
Can we take a short walk?
Sure, I would like that.
18번 대화를 듣고 남자의 직업으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Jenny. What happened to you? You missed the last lesson.
I got a medical checkup at the hospital.
I see. You learned the dolphin kick the last time, didn't you? Today, I'll teach you how to swim the butterfly.
Really? I'm so excited.
Good. Before you get into the water, stretch for 5 minutes.
19번과 20번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 이어질 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오. 19번
Hey, Pat. It's been a while. How have you been?
Fine. How about you?
Very good. I heard that you took part in a piano contest. Did you do well?
I won first place.
20번
Hey, what's wrong? Are you looking for something?
Yes, I don't see my wallet.
Calm down. Where were you before you came here?
Well, home, a cafe, the subway. Oh, I left it on the subway. What should I do?
수고하셨습니다. 이상으로 제5회 실전 모의고사를 마칩니다.